It is time now to catch up with Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting, a regular expert on all things economics and business related. With the unemployment rates released yesterday, the labour force data for August. He joins us now. Pete Faulkner, good morning.
Good morning, Keir. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's the headline number for the country?
Headline number for the country was an improvement, actually a huge number of jobs added, many more than had been expected, 44,000 increase on the employment number across the country, and that brought the unemployment rate down to 5.3% on a seasonally adjusted basis. So generally very good news across the nation as a whole. We saw the trend number come down as well. We saw trend jobs up by 29,000. So all in all, for Australia as a whole, very strong numbers. And we've seen some really strong growth over the past kind of 6 months really now for the nation as a whole. And the unemployment rate, whilst it's coming down slowly, it is now coming down. So 5.6% it was earlier this year. It's now down to 5.3%. So the improvement's gradual. And what that means is we're unlikely to see that translate into much wage pressure in the near term. And that's obviously, as you know, been the big concern, that wages haven't been growing. And whilst these numbers are good, it wouldn't suggest that there's any immediate turnaround into wage pressures. So that's okay. That's the position across the country.
What about Queensland,
Pete? Yeah, Queensland not so rosy. A bit of a mixed story for Queensland, really. There's things that you could look at. If you wanted to paint a bright picture, there's certainly numbers there that you could do that with. The headline, which is obviously what most people focus on, is the headline unemployment rate, and that's actually gone up. So that's gone up to 6.4% from 6.2% the previous month. So that initially looks like bad news. The good news, the flip side of that, is that there were a pretty decent number of jobs created in August across Queensland. The reason that those two things have gone together, an increase in jobs and an increase in the unemployment rate, is an increase in what's called the participation rate, and that basically means how many people are entering the labour force. And that's gone up. So that jumped up quite sharply, highest level in about 7 months. And as a result, we've seen jobs go up, but the unemployment rate also go up. So not wholly bad news, but not wholly good news either. Certainly the government won't be pleased to see the unemployment rate going up. On the other hand, they will be pleased to see more people coming into employment.
And the regional data, that's next week, Pete?
Yeah, so regional data we'll get next Thursday, at which time we'll be updating our Conus CBC staff selection regional trend numbers for Cairns and all of the other Queensland regions. As you know, Cairns has been seeing some improvement over the past few months. That kind of goes against what we've been seeing in Queensland as a whole. So Cairns has been doing somewhat better than the state as a whole. The last reading we had, which was the July numbers for Cairns, we had our trend unemployment sitting at 6.4%. So if the trend continues, we might see that drift down a little in Cairns. Obviously, working against that is the fact that the rate's gone up across the state as a whole. But, yeah, so next Thursday we'll be getting those numbers.
We'll catch you then. Pete Faulkner, thank you.
Great. Thanks, Keir. Have a good day.
That's Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting.